The Agenda
with Ken Murray
on LMFM. Listen live weekdays from 9:15 a.m. keeping you up to date with everything going on in the Northeast.
Now, we're joined on the programme by the CEO of Dignity for Patients, Adrienne Riley. She's going to give us an update on the calls for a public inquiry into the abuse at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda by former surgeon Michael Shine. Michael Shine, it should be pointed out, is one of the most notorious convicted paedophiles in Irish history. He was a consultant surgeon in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda from 1964 to his retirement in 1995. And within those years, he abused over 380 known patients. Now, the group Dignity for Patients have been seeking a public inquiry. Adrienne, you met the Taoiseach earlier this year. He, in turn, set up a meeting with the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill. In terms of an update, where are we at?
Morning, Ken. Thank you for inviting me on to speak on behalf of the victims at this time. So, where we're at is, after we met with Jennifer Carroll McNeill at the end of April, she came back a number of weeks later and asked us for a short paper on what the victims want, the particulars of what the victims want in terms of a commission of investigation. So given my background in public inquiries and the fact that this is an area of expertise I know a lot about, having worked on the child abuse inquiry as a researcher in the north of Ireland, we decided that we weren't just going to come back with a list of asks. We were going to sit down, engage with the victims and engage with an expert academic and provide an actual terms of reference and annexed papers so that we, you know, just basically short-circuited long engagement processes with the minister. And that is what we provided.
Okay, just let me stop you there, Adrienne. The fact that the minister came back and asked you what exactly do the victims want, I would have thought that would have been self-apparent, that when you met the Taoiseach and when you subsequently met Jennifer Carroll McNeill, that you would have made it known to the minister what exactly you want. It seems a bit strange that she would write back to you and say, what exactly do you want? Or am I interpreting that wrong?
Yes and no. I mean, there's only so much you can say in a short meeting to such a very complex situation where a perpetrator was allowed to abuse hundreds of children and young people over a 30-year period, because it's more than just the Michael Shine that's a question here. It is the hospital, the nuns, what they knew, when they knew, is how they responded. It's the guards, what they knew, when they knew, how they responded. It's the HSE, it's the Northeastern Health Board, it's the Medical Council. So basically, you have to do a deep dive into outlining questions you want to ask to each of these institutions. It's about systemic failures, and that's not easy to outline. It took me a month to write, actually, the terms of reference and do the deep dive that was needed. And that's only a framework document. So really, we are asking for a commission investigation, but from the minister's and the Taoiseach's perspective, they wanted a more intellectual response to that from the victims and from us in terms of what that would look like. And to be honest with you, what we provided was very similar to what was provided a week later for the victims of sexual abuse in schools in the terms of reference published by the government.
Okay.
We've actually done the job for them.
Okay, so the minister came back to you and has asked for an outline on paper as to what exactly you want explored and answered. So what is the next step? Are you expecting a reply again from the minister in the coming weeks and months?
Well, just before summer recess, the minister came back with a letter and she thanked us for the comprehensive documents and for engaging with the victims and for engaging with the expert, James Gallen and DCU, on public inquiries. And she outlined that the government has a very deep concern about what happened to the victims. And she said that the issues set out in the paper we provided will be considered now by her officials, and she would engage with the government to see what actions where appropriate and how best to respond. And she is going to, they're committed to engaging with the government to identify an appropriate and bespoke response. So what we read into that is they're going to come back with an offer of some form of statutory public inquiry for the victims. That is, we're being extremely optimistic, but on the face of it, it looks like this is a serious engagement with real and meaningful intentions behind it in terms of meeting with us and then and the victims and then what the victims provided through us back to the minister.
Okay,
and that's all we can do.
Sure,
and
that,
hopeful.
I was going to say, and that sounds like progress. So we'll wait and see as to what the government will decide. The last time I had you on, Adrienne, I think you said that you had something like 366 known victims. Since the last interview, how many more people have come forward to say I was abused by Michael Shine?
21.
So that takes it up to what, 387, is it?
Yeah. And I mean, every time we're on the radio or every time there's an article or every time we meet with the minister, more people come forward. And I just want to say something else, Ken. The French surgeon that abused all of those children, that case is known globally. And he is very similar to Michael Shine. And he has been prosecuted. But as soon as that prosecution happened, the French government have instigated a judicial investigation into the systemic failures that allowed him to practice and abuse children. And essentially, that's what the victims of Michael Shine are looking for in a public inquiry.
Okay.
Look at the systemic failures.
Sure. Can I just get in one final question, and it is this. Allowing for the fact that some people would have emigrated in the 60s, the 70s and the 80s mightn't be aware that there's a call for a public inquiry. If there's anybody out there who perhaps doesn't have the confidence to come forward, what advice would you give them?
Call us and talk to us. That's the advice I would give them, because there is a confidential process in engaging with the Commissioner of Investigation, where you will remain anonymous and you will be supported by us. So,
okay.
There are people contacting us from Australia and from Canada and from America.
All right.
So you will not be an anomaly if you do engage with us.
Okay, Adrienne. Well, look, keep us posted on developments. We'll talk to you again in the coming weeks and months, and hopefully we'll have good news from the government. That's Adrienne Riley, Dignity for Patients, with that update there on the call for a public inquiry into the conduct and the management of systems at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda.
The Agenda. Listen live every weekday from 9:15 a.m. on LMFM.